Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode is brought to you by Ogawa Philippines, the leading retail brand of health and wellness equipment. After a long, tiring ride, you deserve the best comfort. Mga ka-rider, invest in wellness. Check out their promos at Ogawa Philippines Facebook page and shop online at ogawaworld.net.ph. Thank you, Ogawa, for supporting Tunay na Rider. What up, mga katunay? We are live.
Katunay.
Katunay, what's up?
We've got Jenna Gibbs. Jolly Cakes Alarcon, Buck Sausage Poggy. And our guest tonight, our Tunay na Rider of the Week, is none other than Cat Iron Woman Kirolf.
Woohoo! Hi, guys.
Yay!
Well, relatively, not super new, but relatively new. This year, right?
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Hindi ka marinig, Jenna.
Choppy si Jenna, no?
She brings the chaos early. All right, and of course, I'm Eva, and I am your tech. So,
ayan, Eva, bago tayo magsimula, pag-usapan muna natin ang ating sikreto sa pag-monetize ng ating podcast. Dun sa mga bagong nanonood na guests natin ngayon, baka di nyo alam ang Podmetrics. Kasi ang Podmetrics ay ang platform na ginagamit namin kaya namin na-monetize ang aming show. So if you're a podcaster, isang advertiser sa pod na gusto mag-advertise sa podcast or balak mag-podcast, make sure mag-sign up kayo dun sa ano, podcast by clicking the link dun sa description. Dun sa may comment section natin andun. Po-post din mamaya. Tapos gamitin niyo yung referral code na all caps no space Tunay na Rider. So you can monetize your podcast too. At saka, syempre, Tunay na Rider Coffee available pa rin sa Shopee.
Thanks for being on being our Tunay na Rider of the Week.
Yes, of course. Pleasure.
Uy, hindi mo kailangan mag-English dahil nandito si Jenna.
I'm a girl guest.
Ganun ba?
Okay. Uy. Si Sirian, maganda yung ano. Pangalan pala sa vlog mo, Catwoman.
Papabibo si Sirian.
Sirian.
Ako sigat.
All right, as usual, I'll start the show with I'm not gonna go into the mga tito questions because there's so many tito questions I have.
Masyado pa madami.
Tapos na yan kagabi. When did you get into riding?
When
you get into riding?
Last 2019 lang actually when I enrolled myself in Honda. So ano lang, 2 years ago.
Hindi ako naniniwala.
Pero 2019, pero before that, kasi yung dad ko, nagmamotor din siya. So, ako parati yung official back ride niya. So, wala. Sobrang nagustuhan ko lang yung feeling ng nasa motor. Tapos, basta bata pa lang kami ng brother ko. Inaangkas na niya kami. Tapos, until 2019, nagkaroon ako ng lakas ng loob. In-enroll ko yung sarili ko sa Honda to get professional training, of course. Kasi wala akong alam at all. And hindi rin kasi marunong mag-operate ng manual na transmission. So, Nakakatakot, di ba? Kasi nung tinry ko mag-operate ng manual transmission na car, parati ako namamatayan. And what more if two wheels lang siya, di ba? So, nakakatakot. Siyempre, ay, kailangan ko i-ano yung safety ko. I-consider yung safety ko. So, yeah. Nag-enroll ako sa Honda and then the rest was history.
Okay, we got so many great, ano, so many great names. Gino Rubino saying, Kataranta Duha.
That's a horrible name.
I like it. Oh my god, Kataranta Duha. I love it, Gino.
I like it. I really like that.
Hi, Stephen.
Si Mark, si Vince. Si Vince, ang ganda ng comment. Madaming barrels sa title.
Hi, Final VR. Ano yun?
Ito yung pangalan ng vlog or is this a statement of fact? Uy, daming baril ni Tito Lee.
Ano yun? Sorry?
Daming baril ni Tito Lee. Sino si Tito Lee?
Yung daddy ko.
Kaya yung mga bibo mag-comment.
Oo nga. We know who you are. Yari. Gino.
Nanood si Papa.
Mamaya, susunod po dyan. Special guest.
Tawagin natin.
Alright. So, yeah. Oh, I mean, that's a great way to start. Did you do it with anyone? O mag-isa ka lang?
Mag-isa lang ako. Actually, ang funny pa nun kasi yung dad ko nasa States nung time na yon. So, tinago ko pa sa kanya yung pag-enroll ko. Tapos, after ko na lang mag-enroll, tsaka lang ako nag-send sa kanya sa Viber ng photo. Natapos na ako. Kasi at first, medyo hesitant siya eh, na payagan ata ako. Parang ganun. Kasi dati ko pa sinasabi na gusto ko mag-motor. Tapos, pag pupunta kami sa showroom ng sa mga ibang brands, like, sumasakay ako sa motor, tapos mag-ipag-picture ako. Tapos sabihin ko, pa gusto ko talaga i-try, pero parang hindi siya naniniwala sa akin. So, inuna ko muna yung professional training para at least meron siyang confidence na kaya ko. And na-safe ako. Yun.
That's definitely the right way to go. And yes. That is probably the most responsible answer we have ever gotten on this show.
Really?
Woo-hoo. Oh, kasi yung mga iba,
even considering that she hid it from her parents?
No. Well, okay lang. I mean, she
may tamang ano. May parang saktong ano lang. Saktong ano.
Rebelliousness.
Saktong rebelliousness.
Hindi naman
at least controlled environment naman.
Diba? Karamihan ng mga tunay na rider of the week natin, nag-umpisa 10 years old, and tinatakas yung mga motor sa probinsya. Diba? Si Monzit, ganun yung kwento. Rich Enduro, ganon yung kwento. Si Buck, ganyan yung kwento. So I think that's pretty responsible.
Yes.
Ayun. So
how did you find it? On training first.
So this was right before COVID.
Yeah, mga ano yan. Summer ng 2019, ganon. March. Yeah.
And you're... Dad has quite a bike collection. Never mo tinakas yung mga motor niya habang nasa stage siya?
Hindi eh. Kasi syempre, hindi ako marunong pa. And lahat ng mga motor niya, mga matataas yung displacement. So syempre, natakot din ako. Pag nahulog ko yun, baka sabihin niyo, bakit mo pa nakikialaman yung mga motor ko? Hindi ka naman marunong. Nakakatakot na if they get into an accident, everything. And of course, I didn't want to... para hindi sumakit yung ulo niya. Responsible pa rin, syempre.
At what point did he find out?
Jenna?
Hindi nakikinig si Jenna eh. At what point did you find out? Did your dad find out? After the course.
Oh, I sent him a photo after I was done with training Jenna.
Ano yung reaction?
Hindi nakikinig ni Jenna. What? Sorry?
What was his reaction? What did he say?
Sabi niya, ano, parang ayos ah, ganun lang. Kasi sobrang chill lang kasi ng dad ko. Sobrang chill lang niya. So, and supportive din naman sa ano. Kasi nga, rider din siya. So, naiintindihan din niya yung, like, yung passion ko dun sa pagmumotor. So, yun. Puti na lang, ano, supportive.
What made you take
really that? I'm trying to control myself right now.
panggulo lang.
Ano?
What? Ano na sa mag mo, Jenna?
Ano ba?
Yung totoo, Jenna.
I wanted to ask, like, take me through the process or like the time frame between when he found out and when he invited you to Iron Man, because that was such a short time period.
All right, before then.
Yeah.
Before then, that'll be the next question. What made you want to ride in the first place?
Well, kasi nga back ride ako ng dad ko. So, like, nagustuhan ko lang yung sense of freedom when riding. And yung nakikita ko yung ano, like yung scenery, tapos fresh air, sa yung fresh wind against, you know, your face, and yung pag-ride sa endless highway, and it's just you and your motorcycle and your thoughts and the music you play on your car, though, ganun. So parang for me, it's like therapeutic, and wala, sobrang enjoyable lang ng pagmomotor. That's why gusto ko talaga na kunyari when people invite me to ride kahit ano lang yan, short distance, gusto ko, like, natutuwa ako ganun. And especially nagagawa ko rin siya with my dad, so ayun. Yun. Yung parang
okay, that transitions
namin
to Jenna's question. From when you graduated from the Honda riding school to when you started riding with your dad and then nag-Iron Man, gaano katagal?
Oh, so nag-Honda ako ng 2019 March, and then yung Iron Man, ano yun? 2020 January.
Ang bilis ah.
So,
what?
What was happening in between that? What were you guys doing?
In between that, ano, like, I ride with my dad talaga, more on long rides. So, we've been to Bicol already, and then, ano ba ba, Baguio, ganyan. So, nag-gain talaga ako ng riding experience and saddle time para at least maging confident ako on the road while riding the motorcycle.
Was it usually just with your dad or your dad and his friends, or you and your friends? Because you have friends that ride too.
Yes, I do. So I ride with my dad and our other like guy friends also. So yun yung mga team conquerors. Hello. So yun, kasama ko parati mag-ride. More on long distance riding talaga. Kaya ang dami kong na-gain na riding experience because of that. Natatawa ako sa comment section na mabother.
Nakaka-distract, no?
Nakaka-distract ako. Ang kulit.
Parang nagiging National Rifle Association conference yung ano, yung chat group natin, yung comment section.
Busog yun. Ay, nako. So anyway, yun. Puro long ride talaga yung ginawa ko with my dad and yung isang group na sinasamahan ko.
What was your first big bike?
It was a Royal Enfield Himalayan for 111cc. So at least expressway legal na rin siya. Kaya ayun yung... sorry.
That's the one you still have.
Yeah, I still have it.
Uy, pinapagalitan ka ni Mark Sohong, Jenna. Wear a headset.
It doesn't work, Mark. Trying earlier, it's friggin' broken or some shit.
Tricycle speaker.
Kailangan mo ng ano? Parang tricycle speaker. Kailangan ni Jenna ng ano? Ng Bose headset.
And what? So pero, you're second magand- the Beamer?
Yeah, the F650.
Okay.
Pero yung mga
so,
videos,
dalawang adventure bike. Ay, sorry.
No, in your videos, I see you on a 1250 a lot.
Yes. The fourth bike.
Okay, so here's my... How tall are you?
I'm just 5'3".
How can you ride a 1250 adventure?
Well, ano naman siya eh. It's low suits and low seat. Pero tiptoe pa rin ako dun sa motor. And ano siya, medyo, kasi GSA siya, so ang hirap at first i-manage yung weight. Pero pag rolling na, medyo magaan naman. So, kaya. kaya i-manage.
Wala sa height yan.
Wala sa height.
Nasa inseam.
Nasa inseam.
Yung inseam niya 5 feet.
No, it's also the one of the advantages of actually starting from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. The Himalayan is not short. Like, it's not a low seat bike, too.
Ako si Paul. At ako naman, si Ra.
Come listen to our podcast called Stories Philippines Podcast.
The very first Pinoy horror anthology podcast.
Pakinggan ang mga kwentong nakakatakot,
nakakakilabot, at hayaan mo kaming iparamdam sa'yo na
hindi ka nag-iisa sa kinauupuan mo. Available in all major podcast platforms powered by Podcast Network Asia.
Stories Philippines Podcast.
Mm-hmm. It also isn't super light.
Oh, mababa talaga yung hima.
Mas matangkad ka pa.
Wait, before we jump into ano, and we start talking about ano, speaking of safety, we partnered with NordVPN through Podmetrics for you guys to also enjoy the same experience. They have an amazing promo right now that allows you to get 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free. And also, I just want to say their nearest competitor, they were just shut down. Not shut down, but the CTO is being charged for hacking. Seriously. Yep, yep. So mag NordVPN na kayo. They also offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Use the code TNR before checking out. Jolly, let's talk about some bikes.
Yon. Gusto kong batiin muna yung comment ni Tui, eh, no? Yung puro height-height ang usapan. Ang paa,
mm-mm,
hindi dapat planted sa sahig.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo kasi, Tui, pag binababa mo yung paa mo, ibig sabihin nun, mabagal ka mag-ride. Pero ito, usapang motorsiklo naman. So, Kat, ano yung current bike mo na ginagamit ngayon?
Yung 1250 GSA. BMW 1250 GSA. Yes.
Oh my God,
pero ano to, no? This was, sabi mo, this is your first fourth bike, di ba? So
yeah.
Like, between all those bikes na pinagdaanan mo and your current,
sandali, app, sandali. Parang 2019 ka nag-upisa.
Apat yung bike.
You had a Tima 400, which is already a great bike.
Papa, no?
And then you got, what was your next bike after that?
After my Enfield, naging yung F650 GS BMW.
Another
also
great bike. I have one of those also.
Yes.
And then
ADV, and then the Harley Davidson Sportster 48, so cruiser naman, and then the 1250 GSA.
Ang swerte mong anak.
Grabe. Ako isang GS lang ang naano sa akin. Isang GS lang napasa sa akin, eh.
Rachel Arias is asking, what's your favorite bike out of all four of them?
Oh, she's my tita. Hi, Tita Chi.
Hi, Tita Chi.
Hi, Tita.
Hi, Tita. Hi, Tita. Pwede mong pampon.
My mom and dad watching also. So, hi, Mama and Papa. favorite bike, yung 1250, of course.
Wow. Tatanungin ko sana dapat, eh, ano ba yung holy grail bike mo? Pero I'm pretty sure parang wala na, mag-pop, ano na, yun na yun, eh. Oo, eh, yun na yun, eh.
Oh my God, sorry.
Or baka meron pa.
Meron pa, so, may isa pa.
Oh, meron pa.
Yung ano,
okay. Ano yung holy
alam ko
grail?
Nanonood ka pa. Yung Triumph Speed Triple RS.
Bakit?
Speed Triple. I like
speed
that
triple
bike.
Speed Triple.
Yeah. Yung Mustang version ng ano, Speed Triple.
Huwag ka matakot kay Jenna. Hindi mo kailangan sabihin yun, ha?
Hindi.
No, I know. I know where she's coming from.
Ilayo ko si Jenna.
Just rode it today in the garage. Smoke everywhere.
Okay, so, so why the speed triple? Why the speed triple?
I'm sorry.
Why the speed triple?
Wala kasi, like, kasi lahat ng bikes ko usually, sinabi ko sa dad ko na, as in, pagkagising ko ng isang morning, sabi ko sa dad ko, pa, parang medyo naging comfortable na ako sa ADV. Parang sawa na ako sa ganon. And then, gusto ko lang matry man lang. Kasi never pa ako nakatry ng any sport bike or naked bike. So, ayun yung sabi niya sa akin. Mag-naked. Yeah, never. As in, first time ko ever natry yung street triple earlier. Naked
na
bike.
Na parang okay, so ang late may, ng bike na to ah.
May tanong si Gino. Sa lahat ng mga naked bike, sa lahat ng mga sport bike, bakit Triumph?
Gino!
Bakit may ganun ko tanong? Hindi. Na lang. Maganda kasi. As in, you get your money's worth. Naka Brembo brakes na siya, di ba? Tapos, sobrang good-looking bike also. And then, yeah, maganda. Actually, experience ko siya earlier this morning. Sobrang sarap lang niyang gamitin. Sarap niya sa cornering. And it's very lightweight. Kaya, ang dali niyang i-maneuver. That's what I like about that bike.
So, yeah. Anyways, it would be really cool if we could get a Street Triple RS in your hands because you would ride it properly. I mean, Kat is a no-joke rider. She's adept and fast and safe.
De, pero between, that's a big leap sa genre from the 1250 GS tapos biglang speed triple. So, is there like a common thing na hinahanap mo sa bike? Na,
well, yung...
Collect them all yata eh.
Yung... Well, kasi nga lahat ng halos ng bikes ko ADV. So, hinahabol ko talaga sa biking comfort. Kasi more on long riding talaga yung ginagawa ko. So, ayun yung nagustuhan ko lang talaga. Ayun yung common na hinahanap ko sa isang bike. But then, parang masyado na ata ako naging comfortable. So, I wanted to try out a naked or sport bike. And then, sabi ng dad ko, naked bike na lang para hindi masyadong hunch over dun sa bike.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. Hindi masyadong masakit sa likod.
The other thing is, do you have all of these bikes in your garage or do you like sell them or nandun lang?
As of the moment, nandun lang sa garage. Pero I'm planning to sell my Himalayan and then yung Harley 48. So kung may potential buyers dyan.
Oy, anybody wants a bike? She gotta get rid of space. She gotta get rid of some bikes to get that Triumph in her garage.
Leo Dino, message nga natin.
How did you get become a Royal Enfield ambassador?
How did I become a Royal Enfield ambassador? Yeah. Well, I guess kasi it's my first bike also. They're Himalayan, so parang kasama na rin yun sa paghanap nala and. I think, well, si Mars Miranda just contacted me if I wanted to become their brand ambassador. And of course, kasi may sentimental value, ay may sentimental attachment na rin ako sa brand since ayun talaga yung first bike ko. Like, I agreed na to become a brand ambassador because I believe dun sa motorcycle and kilala na kasi yung Royal Enfield throughout the history. Yung pasi sa history ng Royal Enfield. So maganda talaga yung Royal Enfield.
Do you have a favorite Royal Enfield?
Subok na.
You have a favorite Harley?
Si Kay, nagtatanong. Harley Davidson, oh my God, how much? Oh, may buyer na. May 5% commission kami dito. Ah.
What? I'm surprised that Gly wants a Harley. Gly's also a Royal Enfield Himalayan rider, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Right? Hi,
And Gaki is here.
And Gaki. Hi, Gaki.
She's asking where all the lead is at.
Where all the lead is at. Oh, they're here. Karen says hi. I mean,
hi,
she's
Karen.
Lightning. Anyways, there's Alita's party going in the comments. It's a good co-ed mix in there. But yeah, what's your favorite Royal Enfield so far?
Right now, yung Meteor 350. Yung bago really? Nilang labas na cruiser. Yeah! As in, enjoy ako sa bike na yun ah. Kasi it's like perfect for everyday riding. Sobrang, ang light kasi niya. So, ang daling isingit-singit sa traffic. As in, ayun yung ginagamit ko right now actually. And since I'm planning to sell the Himalayan, like in the future, gusto ko rin talaga ng Meteor 350. Kasi, like convenient talaga siya eh. Pang everyday commute, ganyan. Like,
what I like about the Meteor is that it's got that high-tech Google integration.
Yeah, nagagamit mo ba? Hindi pa. Hindi ko pa nakuha next to phone ko.
And
tripper navigation.
Yep.
Pero yeah. Pati yung mga upcoming na Himalayan iba, may ganun na din.
Oh, cool.
Naging standard na siya sa mga RE.
Shout out to Royal Enfield, who's gonna bring out a
flat family.
So you like the Meteor more than the GT650? I'm a little surprised.
Cause like the GT650 is heavy. And, yeah, hindi siya pang everyday. And then, at first, kasi I had a hard time adjusting to its ergonomics. Kasi medyo nakababa yung handlebar since I'm used to yung sa ADV like. Upright position talaga. Yung sa GT kasi medyo naka
nakadapa.
Hunch ka ng konti. Kaya ang sakit ng likod ko at first. Pero yeah. It looks so guapa though.
Hi, Alatino. Mel, if I bring Kat to KRB, can we have discount?
Oo nga, Coach Mel.
Yes,
para makapag-practice ulit ako dyan.
Ah, kami can rin. Ang mahal ng KRB eh.
Mahal na ng KRB.
Yeah. Because you haven't taken off-road lessons yet, right? And you're interested in that?
Yeah. Pero na-try ko na sa MX Masayo with Coach Samuel Tamayo.
That's perfect.
Pero I haven't tried sa KRB yet.
Speaking of off-road, so yung like yung 1250 GS mo, nadadala mo ba off-road?
Hindi eh.
Hindi pa?
Hindi. Sobrang bigat eh. The GSA, yeah. Pero gusto ko, ayun yung plan ko with the Himalayan. Kaso nga lang, yun nga, bibenta na rin siya.
Nako, sayang. Speaking of, kasi yung problema kasi lahat ng bikes mo talaga, mga adventure bikes eh. I was supposed to ask you parang if you're gonna keep one bike, ano yun? Pero with your bike roster, parang medyo mahirap na yun na question yun eh.
Medyo mahirap.
Lahat ng bikes mo keeper eh.
Pero sagutin mo ang tanong ni Charlie.
Ano yun? Sorry.
If you're gonna keep one bike dun sa lineup mo ng motorcycles right now, ano ang like yung one bike that you're gonna keep?
One bike lang. One bike.
1250 na.
Yung 1250, ding, yes, ding. Of course.
Yung pinakamahal. Kasi I would keep that, I would sell it, and I'd buy 4 more bikes.
Good thinking! Good
practical.
Thinking.
Practical.
Okay. Tapos, dahil
yung hard question na. Pag-usapan na natin yung mga long ride ni Kat.
Ulitin natin yung raffle question.
Oh,
ayun.
Yeah. Raffle question.
Ang raffle question natin, ano pakita ng, ade, ang TNR raffle question natin of the week.
Moto Ethics of the Week, punctuality, di ba? Ano sa Tagalog ang punctuality? At saka, question number 2, ano yun, Jolly?
Wait lang, nag-type ako. Ay, ano ang ipapangalan ni Kat sa kanyang vlog? Gulo ng mga tao sa comments.
Ang gulo ka ng mga tao sa comments.
Ahimik yung show kasi nagbabasa tayo ng comment eh.
Ay, no.
Yeah, oh, game. Oh, God.
But sobrang classy Monjit ngayon.
Let's talk Iron Man.
Wait, so, question, like, but sobrang sikat si Monjit ngayon? Sandali. Balik sa tanong kanina. Hindi ko mag-guess.
Oh.
Ano yung tanong?
Tahimik, ah.
Oh!
Ayun kay Monsit ba? Si Monsit? Mamaya, sagutin mo mamaya, Monsit, ha? Igigess namin yung tatay niya mamaya, eh. Siya magtatanong. Okay, gay. Usapang ayaw na nga.
Si Gino kinikilig, oh. This is the first kilig episode we've ever had.
Napaka-aggressive ng mga tao ngayong gabi. Grabe.
Grabe.
Tapos papasok
ng last chaos. I'm trying to like bring it back. Bring it back on topic. But yeah, let's talk about Iron Man, Kat.
Ah, nabagin ko kanina sa Iron Man. Anong year yun? 2019? O 2020?
2020 eh. January, right?
Andun tayo, Jolly, di ba?
Oo. Oh, dala-dala may mic.
Ano?
Oh, kumakain ako sa choking.
Kumakain ako ng pizza sa may ano, sa may tabi.
How did your dad float the idea to you?
Yun.
Oh, wala naman. Actually, no pressure from my dad talaga. Kasi he's been participating Iron Man way before because he's a part of yung boss na group. So, kinikwento lang niya yung experience niya with me. Tapos, parang na-curious lang rin ako sa idea. Tapos, biglang sinabi lang niya, sama ka kaya? Ganyan. Tapos, parang ako, okay. Sige, pwede naman. Before participating, parang we did like a semi-north loop para at least alam, like, you know, to be aware of like yung dun sa dinadaanan din namin and everything. So, may konting practice kami before joining yung Iron Man. And yeah, parang sinabi lang sa akin ni Papa if gusto ko daw sumali. And wala lang, it would be a great experience din kasi. Of course, kaya rin ako pumayag.
When you did your practice Iron Man loop, what did that look like? And was that one day or 2 days or?
Mga ano yun eh. 3 days ata. We went up Benguet and then basta dumiretso kami sa Baler. Ganon. Parang mini north loop lang siya. Yeah, para at least alam lang namin what to expect dun sa dadaanan. Yeah. Hindi siya yung buong north loop. Parang yung ano lang. Yung
konting north.
Konting
of the north.
Yeah.
After you did that, what made you think like, hey, I could ride at speed for 16 hours straight? Like, how do you know you're ready?
Well, kasi since sanay na kami sa long distance rides, and then minsan it usually takes us mga ganun din, 14 to 16 hours off riding na non-stop. Actually, may mga stopovers pero minimal lang. Kaya parang doon ko rin na-prepare yung sarili ko na kaya ko. Ganun.
Singit lang ako ng question. Yeah,
na ano talaga, puro long distance talaga kami.
You know, chamba. Wait, sandali. Sobrang chamba ha, that I actually met Kat like 2 days before you got on the show. Hmm? Diba, Kat? We met 2 days before you got on the show.
Yeah.
Sa Brixton. Sino mga kasama mo?
I was with...
Bakit? Si Monsit mga kasama ron?
Sino mga kasama mo doon sa cafe? Cafe-lista.
Don't worry, I warned Kat about this already. She was prepared.
Yeah, kasama ko si Monsit. And... Yeah, si Monsit.
At saan mo mahahanap si Monsit madalas? Sa Triumph Showroom?
Oo. Okay. Yeah, kasi we were supporting our friend si Lester. Yeah, he had a pop-up booth dun sa Cubao Expo. For Truck Moto.
Ah! Kayo pala yun.
Yeah. Kasi I went to break
na meet and greet. Anyway.
Woo, napakakulit. No, kasi I met up with a friend in Brixton and then sabi ko na lang kay Monsit na to meet up with me in Brixton and then we went straight to Cubao after. Kasi sabay kami to ano, visit yung sa Cubao kila Struck Moto.
Oh, maganda rito sa Cubao.
Oo.
Kinilig nga ako nung nakita ko si James Reid eh.
Ay, oo, nag-visit nga siya dun sa ano.
What's up mga katunay? Alam mo, naglo-long ride ka or kahit scooter ride sa traffic. Minsan, ako, sumasakit talaga yung likod ko. Nagkakaroon ako ng mga bukol, mga lamig. May sikreto ako. Ikaw, Jolly, anong solusyon mo doon?
Wala, iba. Kasama na talaga sa pagiging tunay na rider yan, di ba? Yung iindahin mo na lang ang sakit ng katawan pa nagre-ride ka. Bakit? Ano ba ang sikreto mo, iba?
Alam ni Bak kung anong sikreto ko.
Ha? Wala ba kayong mga ugawa?
Ha? Ugawa? Ano yun?
Ano ba naman kayo? 2021 na. Think about it, Jolly. It relaxes your muscles and improves flexibility. Check out their promos at Ogawa Philippines Facebook page and shop online at ogawa.net.ph.
Bibili nga ako ng Ogawa na yan.
Sa pop-up store. Yeah.
Balik sa usapang Iron Woman.
Jenna. Oo nga, medyo ano eh. Medyo ang gulo. Ano ba talaga tong show na to? About saan?
Here.
Tunay na rider, yung pinaka-chismosong motorcycle show sa buong Pilipinas.
Tunay na rider, showbiz balita.
Showbiz balita, endgame show.
Endgame show.
So, yeah. Oh, balik topic.
Iron Woman ulit.
Oh, game, Iron Woman.
Do you think you, because I don't know where I heard this, because there's like a video of you on YouTube when you just finished. I don't know if it was that or if it was your interview with Zach on Mackinac. Yeah. But you said that like there was a point where you almost felt like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to continue. Is that true that there was a point like that?
Yeah, there was a time na kasi na-flat yung dad ko actually. So kala ko hindi namin matatapos yung Iron Man. Like we got stuck in like some place in Baler already. Tapos na-flat siya, may nadaanan siyang sobrang laking mahabang ano, pako. Tapos buti na lang meron siyang ano, meron siyang dalang pangpasak para at least na ano pa rin. Mm. Tapos alalay na lang rin kami sa pace from Valeria. Yeah, medyo parang inano na namin, inaccept na namin na hindi namin matatapos together since yun.
Alalay pa kayo sa pace noon? Ilang hours niyo ulit kinuha yun?
Ano, 16 hours 30 minutes.
Yeah, but if that didn't happen, they would have finished faster.
Mga 8 hours.
That's crazy.
Oh, grabe!
Do you think that you would be able to do Ironman like that if you weren't so fit? Because you are hella fit.
Ah, talaga?
Parang hindi naman. Kasi you also have the option actually to rest dun sa mga checkpoints. To like eat. Kasi dun sa mga, I mean checkpoints, kasi papakita dun yung parang passport mo. Parang ayun yung proof mo na dinaanan mo talaga yung route. Na hindi ka nag-shortcut going to finish the, yung Boss Ironman. So you have an option to rest or like have a quick nap. Tapos dun sa mga checkpoints na yun, meron pang mga binibigay sila ng mga snacks, ganyan. So at least hindi naman niya. I don't think so. Pero like yun lang. Parang yung ginawa namin ng dad ko, hindi kami masyado tumigil para hindi bumaba yung adrenaline.
Masakit sa katawan,
no? Tama.
Hi, right.
Masakit sa katawan, yeah. After.
Okay naman. Okay lang.
Ako kung nag-iron man ako. Kailangan ko talaga ng ano. Ng...
Baka mataas ang tolerance mo sa ano, sa pain, pero kung tutusin, kailangan mo talaga ng Ogawa massage chair.
Naka-GS siya eh.
Okay yun ah. Oo, okay yun ah.
May special guest kami, Kat. who will be joining with the raffle.
Oh.
Nasendan niyo ba ng link si ano? Nasendan niyo ba ng link si Tito Lee?
Para, kasi ang dami nagtatanong. Ano? Hindi ko alam ba't sobrang sikat ni Monzit today. Ang daming na, parang pero, lahat na mga yun comments are about Monzit. So, inaya ko na siya.
Parang number 2 yata sa ano, hashtag ng Twitter.
Trending right now. Hashtag Monzit.
Okay, Monzit. Do you have any questions for Kat about her experience?
Bakit wala nang naririnig? Bakit nawala sila?
Ba't nawala sila lahat?
Leave group? Oh my God. Ang galing-galing nun. No.
Grabe.
Napakagaling eh.
Grabe talaga, Globe.
Papangit ang ano. Mahina, ano? Mahina yung connection.
Choppy. Wala kami marinig.
Mahina. Puputol. Okay.
Next question.
Lolo ko internet ko.
Monzit.
Okay.
Ask what you've always wanted to know.
Oh.
O baka may mga tanong ka, Monzit.
Oh, pagkakataon na to, Monzit.
Wala.
The question.
Hindi ako kasama sa tech run kahapon.
Wala sa.
Hi Mika.
Monzit, mga ano tayo eh, mga 30 minutes at kami na wala sa script.
May script ba tayo? Sinusunod.
Raffle na.
Raffle na. Papadalo niyo si Bing Basit.
Luto.
Kasi feeling ko sobrang panalo na si, ano, eh, si Monzit eh. Sobrang dehadong-dehado na kaming lahat kay Monzit.
Oh, wag mo na sasama yan sa ano, wag mo na sasama sa
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh. And then finally, as we wrap up the show, this is what we ask all of our Tunay na Riders of the Week. Para sa iyo, anong ibig na sabihin ng Tunay na Rider?
I guess yung pagiging tunay na rider talaga, well, what I did talaga, yung nag-invest sa proper training muna. Kasi of course, when you ride on the road, hindi lang naman ikaw yung gumagamit ng kalsada. You also, ginagamit din yung ng mga ibang tao and everything na may mga pamilya. So, we don't want to endanger ourselves and the lives of other people. Kasi, syempre, kahit na we invest on gear, mapaprotektahan ka lang niya at a certain extent. So, mas okay, mas better pa rin talaga na invest on proper training first. Kasi, hindi lang yung safety mo yun yung nagmamatter, but yung safety rin ng people around you. And ayun din yung na-mention ni Direk Bing when I met him in yung sa Triumph showroom. Parang nagugulat din yung mga ibang seasoned riders na when they get professional, like proper training, na they still learn like a thing or two. As in, magugulat pa rin sila na, ah, oo nga pala, I didn't know this, ganyan-ganyan. So, yeah, I think ayun yung nagde-define ng tunay na rider na you value your safety and the safety of other people around you.
Now, that's a great answer because, and you said also about your family, diba? You invest in training, not just gear, not just motorcycles, because you want to go home safe. Yes. Because you also impact your family. So that's I love that answer. And thank you for being our Tunay na Rider of the Week. We're also giving you an OtterBox game. And our friends at Scorpio sent you a shirt and a mask.
Yay, thank you so much.
Ano ba ito iba? The electric din ba itong mask na to?
So, the cool thing about this is this bike hasn't been launched yet. Right? Mm-hmm. It's one of the most cutting-edge Tesla electric motorcycles. And it'll be launched like in about 3 or 4 months. Global release yan. So the people in Scorpio were like, especially Julian, he sent that over from Singapore. So yeah.
Yay, thank you so much, Julian. Thank you.
Ikaw daw mag-ambassador.
Thank you also. Oh my God, Jenna, my tita said you're so cool. You're a stick daw. Woohoo!
Thanks, tita!
All right, and that wraps up our show. Bianca, cue outro.
Maraming salamat sa ating sponsors.
Oy, next week!
Next week! Sino yung tunay na rider natin next week? Maingay daw yung tao na to eh.
Who? Who is it next week again? Who, shit, who?
Mr. Orion, aka oh, yeah. JP Loha.
Yeah, we're gonna learn his baliktad, life next week.
Aka Orion.
Hindi, mas maraming tumatawag Orion kay JP kaysa sa mismong pangalan ni Bak eh.
Thank you, KTM. Thank you, Gawa.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Thank you. Thank you, Stephen, Hazel.
Thank you, Monzit.
Ingat,
Monzit.
Thank you, Tito Chi. Thank you, Maxine. Good
sleeping habits. I love Take you. Your vitamins.
Wear your mask. Good night.
Catch you on the road, guys.
Listen,
thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
O nga pala, 69th episode nga pala to.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.